kestrels. Walking the lesser roads of open countryside, where each field has its own particular character, and hedgerows are tall and full of life, there is always something new to be seen or heard. Perhaps a colourful caterpillar catches my eye, lingering on a bramble leaf. Peering through a bank of scantily growing willow, I see a spread of flame-coloured flower spikes, the bog asphodel thriving in a wet sphagnum field. Pausing to listen to the grasshoppers as they sing their soft ticking song, foot-wing rhythm in gentle surround sound. Swallows swoop low at speed, feasting on flies over the rough hilly pasture. And every so often, perhaps on a lucky day, I get to watch a kestrel hovering on an updraft, the warmth of the day lifting the air skywards. Kestrels are good with physics. They understand the unseen buoyancy of air masses. Gravity is easily overcome. But to stay exactly still, a kestrel is always effortful. Maintaining mid-air equilibrium requires ongoing adjustments to invisible fluctuations, the tilt and frequency of feathers lapping, all part of a balancing act. Each time they falter, the precision of their vision is at stake. To focus on detail down below, they must keep their head steady relative to the ground. Their calculations must be accurate. Every muscle, every tendon, each perfectly placed feather, all gearing to the accuracy of pinpointing potential prey. Evolution has also equipped kestrels with excellent eyes. Each of our human eyes has a fovea, the hollow that enables us to focus. These structures serve us well. Songbirds too have one fovea in each eye and are well able to see the details necessary to find food and get around. But a kestrel, like other falcons in their family, have two fovea in each eye. So a kestrel's ability to focus is double the rest of us. Each eye works like a telephoto lens. So a kestrel hovering away up in the air can spot a small beetle in a field from as far as 20 metres away. And beetles are a food that a kestrel will happily eat. Earthworms too, especially on wet days. In spring, frogs make a decent meal. In summer, lizards are often taken too. Songbirds aren't out of the question either. Kestrels are adaptable birds. They'll go with whatever's on offer. But kestrels' favourite foods are dinky little pygmy shrews and field mice. Not too big to have to wrestle with, though a little more substantial than a beetle or a worm. Kestrels are surprisingly small themselves, no bigger than a magpie or a dove. Their unique ability to hover and the high-powered binocular vision are a kestrel's main adaptations to a life of aerial hunting. But they still have another trick up their feathers. In common with bees and butterflies, kestrels are able to see UV, the minute wavelengths that we know as ultraviolet light. And mice and voles leave a trail of UVP as they follow their regular, well-worn routes. So the kestrel can see the trail of wee and know where the mice are likely to pass on their forays from hedgerow to field. Once spotted, the hovering kestrel must keep their head completely still, measuring the distance and trajectory, awaiting the optimal moment to dive, to snatch up their intended furry morsel. Adaptable and skilled as they are, kestrels have been finding it harder and harder to survive in the Ireland of today. Farmland fields are less diverse, and messy margins are no more, at least in many places. Hedges and their flowery verges are lost to diggers, ploughs and sprays. Once a land of plenty, now on a one-track production line. Kestrels, sentinels placed atop their wild food chain, are silently speaking to us. All is not well, they say. We speak for our feathered and furry friends. All is not well. In 30 years, their population has fallen to just half of what it was. Habitat loss is the key concern, but rodenticides are also taking their toll. When poison is left out for rats, it appeals to mice and voles as well. The kestrels' supreme hunting skills are no good when the mice they catch are inadvertently loaded with death. Kestrels are now red-listed as a bird of conservation concern. Now that we know, we are able to act. Each brood brings fresh hope. Each summer they fledge, each autumn the young make their own way in the world. Many will find their equilibrium, will survive and thrive, and next spring this year's young will partner up and raise a brood themselves. And again, many will survive. It's up to us to let them be. In Irish, kestrels are known as Pócra Gaoithe, frolicker on the wind, hovering with intent, to focus on the task ahead, to hope for better outcomes.